Thursday's Top Tips.
With our SEN track analyst, Chris Nelson. I can't believe it, Chris. I've had this sheet of paper with our tips from last
you
week.
There, Matty?
I've got you, mate. Have you got me loud and clear? No, we just don't have Chris at the moment. Okay, re-establish that line. Yeah, you got me?
I got you. I must pay that bill.
Mate, I was just saying, I can't believe it. I've had next to my desk a sheet with what we tipped last week and how you went, and it's vanished. The dog's eaten it or something like that. But I think we ended up with a couple of wins.
We did. We had a reasonably good day last week, which we needed. And we had a couple of sick defeats there too, that horses that got into a bit of trouble. So we're trending in the right direction.
I made note of them all. I followed the prices and everything. I didn't have a crack on the weekend, but I was following, obviously. I think Profondo got up, which was something that I was liking the look of, but you went the other way.
You liked Profondo. Yeah, I went. Yeah, that's right. I went Chief of State or Heads of State, and he pulled up. I think he was injured post-race and got beaten about 40 lengths. So, you were on the ball there. I certainly wasn't.
Of course, that's the time that I don't decide to have a bet and miss it completely. Yeah, that's the only way. All right, mate. So let's focus. Obviously, the big ones this weekend, the Everest and the Caulfield Cup. We'll step them out in just a sec. But why don't we start with Randwick first up and just have a look around the Everest races 6 and 8. So the Everest, of course, is race 7 at 4:15. But let's focus first up on Randwick race 6, the Moet & Chandon Sydney Stakes over 1,200.
Yeah, look, I think the main thing we need to keep in mind for Randwick on Saturday is the weather, and it seems to be the case everywhere. We're currently on a soft 7, but we could get up to 30 mils today, 4 mils tomorrow, and Saturday looks clear. So I think the best we'll probably do is a soft track. Signore Fox here, number 2, really get the feeling he's been set for this race. The engagement of James McDonald is a really good pointer. He's had the 2 trials. He's won one. He's placed in the other one. His first start record, 6 starts for 3 wins. He's had 2 wins on soft ground, 1 win on heavy ground. So there's a lot to like about him. Probably the gate's the only negative factor, really. But look, a good judge tells me this morning that they're expecting some wind there in Sydney on Saturday, and it could be in the faces of those leaders and quite strong down the side of the track. So the backmarkers who can have the last shot might be the ones in the more favourable position. So I'm going here with number 2, Signore Fox in race 6.
It's funny, isn't it? So many people speak about, obviously, the weather, the track, and the condition of the track, and that plays a major part. But headwinds and tailwinds can also play a major part.
Oh, they can. They really do. And it's something that the average punter, or most punters, don't take into account at all. But, yeah, if you're running, running for your life there and the wind's blowing in your face, it's very hard to sustain that effort once the pressure goes on in the straight. And those horses behind that have just had a nice bit of cover, they're able to peel out and run on strongly. So, yeah, keep an eye on that Saturday.
All right, we'll step out the Everest for a sec and go past that to race 8, the Craven Plate. Just the one scratching that I can see, Kiss the Bride, number 7, taken out.
Look, Think It Over is the class horse in the race, and we know he's going very well. He ran 3rd in the George May, and then he came out and he just won last time, beating Shared Ambition in the Hill Stakes. But Shared Ambition got a pretty soft lead there, so I thought Think It Over did a really good job to get past it late. Now, there is a negative here, though. If we do get onto a heavy track or even anything past the soft 6, I think is a risk to Think It Over, because he does seem to struggle once he gets to that particular point. Definitely struggles on a heavy, and as I say, soft 7 even he has trouble with. So at the price, I'm happy to take him on, and I'm going to throw one out here at big odds, and it's number 12, Bargain, the mare down the bottom there, trained by Mark Unum. She ran some nice races up here, or particularly one good race in the Roses during the winter. Her 9th last start in the Yanks, she didn't get a lot of room over the final 200 metres of the race, and she was only beaten 3.3 lengths. She goes up to 2,000, that's going to suit her, and her wet track form's good. She hasn't seen a heavy track, so you can't knock her on that, but her soft track form is good. It's better than her, clearly better than her good track form. So let's have a few dollars each way at a big price, number 12, Bargain.
Around about the $26 mark. So that's a hell of a bargain for us. So race 8, number 12. Race 6, number 2 at Randwick. Get back to the Everest in just a sec. But up to Eagle Farm we go. Race 3 here in this one. A 10-horse field for a benchmark 78.
Yeah, just a couple at Eagle Farm. We did have a lot of rain in Brisbane this morning. The Eagle Farm track just laps it up, though, so we shouldn't be in too much trouble on Saturday. Irish Sequel, number two for Chris Waller and Jimmy Byrne. Jimmy Byrne's riding everything at the moment. He's in great form. A winner last start at Doomben over 2030. I don't think the 2200 metres here will be any problem whatsoever. I think he's better than these. He's a former import, or he was an import, and his runs in Australia have all been quite good. So I think he can continue on his winning way. Race three, number two. And the other one, race seven, number eight, Georgie's Pride. Jimmy Byrne again for Desley Forster. She just loves to run this particular mare. She'll get out in front here. She's got a big weight advantage over most of her rivals. She only got 54. And I think she'll take plenty of running down. So they're the two for Eagle Farm. Race three, number two, and race seven, number eight.
Race three, number two, race seven, number eight is now we go towards Caulfield. And, of course, the Caulfield Cup. So 2,400 metres is the distance. And a lot of focus here, obviously, looking towards the Melbourne Cup as well. Some big name horses in this, but a big, big blow for Incentivise, Barrier 20.
Well, on paper, you would think so. But if you look at the speed map, there's only really two other horses that go forward in the race, and they are Homesman and Quick Thinker. So there's every chance, in reality, that he'll be able to get across okay here. Look, it's going to be a test for him again. But if you look at some of the stats, and I've done some of these stats this morning for you, Matty, if you come through the last 10 or so, or last 11 Caulfield Cups, the Turnbull has been the best guide going in. And, of course, he won the Turnbull. I think five of the last 11 winners have come through the Turnbull. Of course, Very Elegant did last year. So that's probably the best guide. If you're looking at stats too, Gate 1 hasn't won this race since 1941. And Explosive Jack has drawn Gate 1. So he is up against it. But keep in mind, up until last year, Barrier 8 hadn't won since 1972. But Very Elegant got the job done from there. So those hoodoos, they're made to be broken. But look, back to the form. I'm sticking with him. Again, the rain could be a problem, up to 10 mils today, 25 tomorrow and 15 on Saturday. So he could well be on a heavy track at Caulfield on Saturday. He doesn't have any form on heavy ground. He's 4 from 4 on soft, but they've all been like soft fires. They haven't been really wet. So he still is unproven, but look, he's going for 9 straight. He just seems to pull out this exceptional effort when the others take him on or try and get past him. So I'm sticking with Incentivise. But if you like a couple there at better odds, I think probably Delphi, number 10, and the Chosen One, number 4.
Number 4, yeah. I was going to ask you about the Chosen One, so I'm glad that you put that in there. But, I mean, Peter Moody knows when he's got a special horse, and he's got one here.
Yes.
Brett Prebble knows exactly what he's doing as well. And out of the 20 runners in the field, Incentivise at the moment and Delphi are the only ones in single figures. So Incentivise, yeah, on fixed odds at $2.50, Delphi the next at $8, and then you start to go towards the Chosen One at 13, and up she goes from there. Oh, Young Werther is in at $10 at the moment, so that's number 15. All right, so for the Caulfield Cup, you're sticking with the favourite Incentivise. So that's race 9 at Caulfield, number 2, and we'll also have a look at number 10, Delphi, and number 4, the Chosen One, which then takes us to the $15 million. I still can't wrap my head around saying that. The $15 million Everest. It's incredible. The Tab Everest. So 1,200 metres. It's a ripping race. Everybody's in the field. No real movements after the barrier draw the other night. Everybody kind of landed where they thought they were going to land.
Yeah, well, look, if you look at the speed map, Eduardo and Nature Strip look to have it to themselves. Probably Home Affairs might kick up and settle behind them, and Lost and Running may not be far away either. We've only had 4 runnings of this race, Matty. The winners have come through the Premier twice, the Shorts and the Golden Rose. Now, the Premier runners this time around are Mask Crusader, who won. Embracer ran third, Lost and Running ran fourth. I'd say Mask Crusader clearly the best of those, but he'll give away a decent start, as he always does. Classic Legend. Now, I just get the feeling, look, I know it's not an ideal preparation. The horse won the race last year. He went off to Hong Kong. Obviously didn't acclimatise all that well there. He came back. He's won 3 lead-up trials. They've all been good. The latest was very, very good. He looked to be under double wraps as he went past them. Just get this feeling that this horse is just ready to just completely explode, and Saturday will obviously be the day. The last 50 metres obviously could be a problem, and Les Bridges said that, having not raced for quite some time, 13th of December, but he might be just better than these. His win last year was aided by a really strong tempo in front. Probably won't get that here, but from the gate, he should be able to settle around midfield. He's placed on heavy ground. He's won 3 of 5 on soft ground, and I am going to stick with him. Classic legend.
Classic legend. Okay. I watched with interest an interview last night and a story on the news about Classic Legend, Lesbridge, saying that when he went into the Everest last year, he knew that he had a horse that had worked like no other horse. So he wasn't so sure about it this time. But it's a funny thing, the Everest, isn't it? It's a funny race that you can manage to... You've got to know how to be there at the end for that last 50. It's like Bathurst. You've got to make sure that you're there for the last 20 laps of a 161-lap race. So I'm really interested in that. But Kieran McAvoy, obviously... will be on top of Classic Legend. $4.20 favourite at the moment. So for the Everest, race 7, you're going to stick with number 2 and you're going to go Classic Legend making it back-to-back Everests.
I am, and there's an interesting stat there too, which you probably already know, Matty, but we've only had four runnings of the Everest, and Kieran McAvoy has so far won 3 of them. So he knows how to pick the right races to win.
Yeah, I know. And he trips over his wallet on the way out on Everest Day. Anything else you see? What about Guitra? I'm a little bit of a fan of Guitra, and I like the look of him. He's currently $7.50.
I definitely give him a chance. He's drawn that inside gate. Not sure if that'll be a help or a hindrance on the day. We will find out. But if you look at the shorts, where he ran third behind Eduardo and Nature Strip, he was the one that didn't have any room late. And if you look at that video, he should have finished closer. And look, he hasn't won. He has won on heavy ground. I was going to say he hasn't won on heavy ground. He has won on heavy ground, and he's won 4 on soft ground. And he's won up to 1,300 metres. So there's no issue with the distance for him. And as I say, he was the unlucky runner out of the shorts. And I would definitely have him amongst the main chances. So you won't catch me pouring any cold water on him, Matty, that's for sure.
All right. Good on you, mate. Well, enjoy the weekend. What a great weekend it's going to be. We've got so many classy horses out there and so many great races. Hopefully the weather plays its part. I think it's going to bucket down tonight, Chris, actually, out there at Randwick, and then hopefully it turns itself around. We will speak next week and see how we go.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Matty.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Nelson there, our SEN track analyst. You can hear him across the SEN track station. So, Randwick, race 6, number 2, Signore Fox. Race 8, number 12, Bargain, which is a $26 shot at the moment. And for the Everest, which is race 7, so sandwiched in between those, he's sticking with Classic Legend to go back-to-back. Race 7, number 2. For Eagle Farm, race 3, number 2, Irish Sequel. And race 7, number 8, Georgie's Pride. And then at Caulfield, for the Caulfield Cup, he's sticking with the favourite. Race 9, number 2, Incentivise. Can Peter Moody take out the Caulfield Cup with this incredible horse on a winning streak? But look out for Delphi and the Chosen One. So 2, 10 and 4 are your numbers for the Caulfield Cup. Good luck, good punting, gamble responsibly. More after this.